Hey everybody, it's Angel. This was a topic I really wanted to cover, and it was really hard to find the right words. You know, there's time to time where we all, as a recorder, I just think of those little flute things, they're clarinet style things in elementary school we all had to play. But as someone who creates and puts things out on the internet, anyone who's ever done that before, even if you just share a comment, there's always going to occasionally be someone who, as Chris Hardwick says, makes it so we can't have nice things on the internet. There's always those people that like to be jerks, that like to say rude things, that like to want to make us uncomfortable, that want to squish and put out our flame of happiness because we created something. Always going to be those people. And it's just more condensed on the internet. But, I mean, they're out there regardless. We all have those people in our life. I've always been very fortunate with my followers, with people that listen to me and do message me privately through my email or through a private messenger, or publicly even. I've been deeply fortunate, lucky, I'm very grateful that, you know, 98% of them are amazing people that I am just so freaking proud that someone so cool and so nice and so interesting connects with what I'm saying, either whether it's a fantasy or pillow talk or whatever I create. But I've found, once I really started admitting, yes, I'm submissive. Once I started sharing those fantasies, sharing those roles, and kind of dipping my toe in the pool of non-consensual things, the violence of the messages I was receiving, the graphic nature of them, blew me out of the water. I knew what to expect. I mean, I'd been a seasoned creator on the internet, sharing things and putting content out there, so I knew that it's something. But I actually had to take a few days just completely away from the internet, just because I was so shaken up by it. And that's not me. Like, I can usually handle things like that. Like, I'm an emotional girl. Of course, I have emotions, I have feelings. But usually I can just brush it off my shoulder and move on. So when you think about non-con versus con, so non-consensual versus consensual sex with audios, it's fantasy, okay? That's all our audios are. So once you, if you're someone who makes a script, if you're someone who makes audios, if you're someone who's thinking about making a script or audios, or if you're someone who wants to request something like that, remember, don't judge yourself because that's your fantasy, because that's something that interests you in trying as a way of expressing yourself. It isn't real. It isn't real life. And I'm going to say, I've done audios where afterwards I did have that sub drop. I just put air quotes like you can see it or something, where I did feel like, holy fuck, I feel like that just really physically happened to me, because you get so deep into your head. And so, I mean, there is preparation. There is things you should do for yourself to care for yourself and prepare yourself for when you're about to perform that, when you're about to record it. Because I don't edit my things, so it's a one take kind of deal. So if it doesn't turn out, I hit erase and record again. So sometimes some of these audios I've done that are emotionally draining, I've done like 8 takes of it. So that's 8 takes of crying, of saying no, of mentally in my head, you know, being pushed past my breaking point, pushed past my limits, past my boundaries. And I'm okay with that. Like, I'm fine with that because I know it's just in my head. I know I'm creating these scenarios. I'm comfortable with what I'm doing. And I'm proud of everything I've ever submitted and put out there. But it isn't something that I do lightly. It's something that I do prepare myself, that I do build myself up with. I don't just think it, write a script, think up the words for it, or however I'm doing that particular audio, and just sit down and record it. Like, I take a couple of days. And I recommend that for anyone who's never done an audio like that, that's thinking about it. I highly recommend giving yourself a few days, planning it out, knowing, okay, there's this quiet time. Like, for me, like, I don't have to worry about my house being, like, someone around, or, you know, I'm alone. I have pets, but I'm alone. But my neighborhood occasionally, even though I live out in the country, is noisy. So there's times where I know it's better to record than others. So if you do that, kind of plan ahead and prepare, because that will help you get in that headset of, I'm going to do this, I want to do this, and be prepared that there might be some emotional things hovering over you afterwards. And so there might be tears, there might be some weird feeling, there might be some gross feeling. And it's your audio, so you don't have to upload it. Like, I don't, if you're like me, sometimes I'm just like, yes, I recorded it, I love it, I'm so happy, I want to put it out there for everyone right now. And then other times I will record a batch of like 5 or 6 and I'll leave them, because I do have days that I post. Every Tuesday and Thursday I post, every Monday I post, every Sunday I try to post something. So I have a schedule that I post things, but everyone's different. Some people, you know, this is, I made this, it's going up. So whatever your way is. But if you do a new kind of audio and it makes you feel vulnerable to have it out there, give yourself a day or two to really process that you have this audio, you're going to post it. And more than likely, you're going to get some fantastic feedback from people who are really going to enjoy what you made. But there are the people that like to be jerks. They like to just be mean for whatever reason. And so I also want you to be prepared if you do a non-consensual or something where you really make yourself very vulnerable, very submissive, or anything like that in an audio, be prepared that you're very possibly, very likely, going to get some unwanted feedback and private messages. And most likely, those accounts are going to delete in like an hour after they send it. Or you're going to look them up and you're going to see they've never commented on anyone publicly. That it's really just their nasty person, like, anonymous account. And, you know, hit delete, ignore it, block them. You know, if you want, you can report them. Whatever makes you feel most comfortable. But just don't think about it. Let it go. You can't think about it, because it's going to make you, it's going to take away the pride you have on what you just made. And what if that's like your thing? What if sexually it turns you on, that when you're with a partner, you feel really safe with? Because I will admit, there are times where I fantasize about being with a partner and being difficult with him, struggling, making him, you know, force my legs open. That doesn't mean I don't want it from him. It just means it sounds like a fun way to play, to have that little bit of fear, to have that little bit of fight in it. That does turn me on. And that doesn't make me a bad person. So I don't want you to think that you having these fantasies, there's something wrong with you. It's just, sexually, we can't help what turns us on. So don't judge yourself because you have those fantasies. Don't judge yourself because you get off to those fantasies. As long as you have a healthy balance of reality and fantasy. And I've said this story a million times. I remember when I was a little girl, I was watching Cinderella, and I was like so excited because I had figured out what I wanted to be when I grew up. So I went to the kitchen. My mom was washing dishes. I said, Mom, I'm going to be Cinderella when I grow up. I'm going to marry a prince. I'm going to live in a castle. Everything's going to be great. And then I got I still remember to this day, I was so young. And I remember the first time my mom explained reality versus fantasy. And it was crushing at that moment. But now I've grown up to be an adult with a very healthy balance of what reality is and what fantasy is. But you have to remember, not everyone who's going to consume what we put out there on the internet, the content we put out, does have that healthy balance of what reality is and what fantasy is. Or you made such a fucking amazing audio, they got lost in that fantasy, and for a little bit of their life, they are on this high because they think that's real. I've read books where I've gotten lost in it that thinks that world's real for a little bit. We all have gotten lost in fantasy. It's what makes fantasy fun, getting lost, forgetting what reality is. So a lot of times, if you do get these messages, remember that they probably just finished listening to your audio, maybe 3 or 4 times, and they're just so on a high, and they just feel so much for what you just created, and they're sharing their instant reaction of it. So once they come down off of that, they don't feel that way anymore. They don't think that way anymore. It was just the high of what their reaction was the moment they consumed what you created. And so they're probably not even, they probably don't even mean what they said in that, the graphic, the violent, those very crude messages. And some people really like those messages. Some people get pride from the fact that they could get people to react that way to their messages. I wish I could be, or their audios. I wish I could be that type of person, but I'm not. But I am grateful for every message I get, because it is fascinating and interesting and at times heartwarming to me to know that I've moved people enough that they feel the need to comment or write me on something I created. So I really just wanted to put that out there and put that you're not alone. Be prepared and make what you want. And I know I've said that several times in the past, but this one with these rape, non-consensual, age play type audios, you're going to get a different kind of listener, and just be prepared for that. And you're going to get different kind of comments, at times. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're just going to be, people appreciate it. They love it. You did a fantastic job. When's your next one coming out? You know, and that's a great feeling. And I don't want to scare you. Absolutely not. Don't be like worried or fearful or anything like that. You are safe. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I feel completely safe with everything I make. But just put the content out there that you want, and don't judge yourself for the kinks you have. Don't judge yourself. Don't feel bad. Don't feel like something's wrong with you because you have this fantasy that's non-consensual, that someone's forcing you or you're forcing someone to do something. It's a fantasy. It is. It's no different than the fantasies of people who like the I don't know the exact word, where you like gain lots and lots and lots of weight, or when you lose lots and lots of weight, or where people want, you know, I've had requests for people that want me to eat them whole or things like that. You know, there's so many fantasy kinks out there. So it and yours is no different, because it's just a fantasy. You're not gonna do any of that in real life. Okay? All right, well, I hope I put you at ease, and I just really want to support you. And if you ever have concerns, worries, fears, questions, there is a whole fantastic community out there that don't ever hesitate to ask. I certainly am always here to support and help and give guidance and my thoughts on what you should do, how you should do something. So yes, feel free and ask me questions. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this. it was really important to me and a big deal to me to share these thoughts. So I hope you enjoyed them, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye, everybody.